for our family. I'm up all nights anyway. Every night. Every night. At least tonight leads to fruitful protection for my children abroad that are imperiled. News has it this early morning hour that there have been 21 border skirmishes on the border. The Asiatic strong ally of the Soviet Union and the People's so-called Republic of mainland China. The war fever rises to Vietnamese and renegade mainland China border. So, situation goes on relatively unchanged. The Soviet Union will not back down from Carter's demands that they stop their efforts of liberation in Africa. New resurgence of Katangan liberation activity in the Shabwa region, falsely named by U.S. imperialism, in Zaire. I thought I might speak from a general of the United States who has come to his senses, Hugh B. Hester, his point of view. He congratulates a periodical for publishing Charles R. Allen's Junior's fine letter from East Germany. If all our citizens knew the truth about the German Democratic Republic, East Germany, a very modern state of communism, so dramatically presented by Charles Allen, says General Hugh B. Hester, they would change U.S. governmental policy of creating NATO, which is definitely an aggressive organization. It is not a defensive one, as false U.S. propaganda claims. General Hugh B. Hester, when he retired, had to speak his conscience about U.S. military imperialism. A second congratulation for publishing Albert J. Menendez's reply and Allen's tremendously effective exposure of the neo-Nazi-like character of the fascist West German state. In combination, the two have rendered readers everywhere a signal service. Only an informed public can change, if it's possible, the disastrous course of successive Washington, D.C. post-World War II policies designed to destroy the socialist system. From Woodrow Wilson to Franklin Roosevelt, and from Harry Truman to now, the policy has been to strangle the baby in its crib, a la Winston Churchill, Churchill's Iron Curtain speech given at Fulton, Missouri, March 5, 1946, with Truman's approval, is evidence of this imperialist policy. Every nation has a curtain, and the U.S. really is the only one that has an iron curtain. It has it in Canada, Mexico, and Latin American states. It is doubtful that one out of 1,000 Americans know that General George Patton commandeered a B-54 plane on May 5, 1945, to fly Adolf Hitler's chief Nazi intelligence officers for the Eastern Front, General Gehlen, G-E-H-L-E-N, and his associates, with his principal attaches and documents, to Washington, D.C., for translation. Then Gehlen and his associates and documents were flown back to Berlin a few weeks later for the white mail and sabotage of the Soviet occupation zone. General Galen remained on the U.S. imperialist government's payroll for these purposes until 1955 at a cost of many millions of dollars. He and his functions were then turned over to the West German fascist government for the next 10 years. General Galen retired in 1965, but his work continues at great expense to the U.S. taxpayers through the aggressive fascist North Atlantic Treaty Organization, that is the military arm of the Trilateral Commission of U.S. imperialism. As part of the U.S. government's program for the destruction of the Soviet government, Leo Crawley, chief of Lend-Lease, under orders from Truman, ended the Lend-Lease Soviet program the day the armistice with Adolf Hitler's Germany was signed, May 1945, thus showing the true anti-Soviet, anti-socialist posture of U.S. imperialism. While it is true, said General Hugh B. Hester, this order of cancellation was rescinded because of public objection, it was never really restored as public apathy finally took place. There had been a strong pro-Soviet policy built up during World War II because Hitler's capitalism got out of hand and became a fascist brand of its own, seeking the primary interest of the German people above all the other capitalists. The German capitalists were put superior to all others, even though Hitler was set in motion by U.S. imperialism. As part of this same program for the destruction of the Soviet government and other socialist governments, the Yalta and Potsdam agreements were repudiated, denounced, that is, Berlin, Germany, Europe, China, and Korea were divided. NATO was formed, the aggressive U.S. imperialist and its allies' combined effort to impose monopoly capitalism dictates on the world, and the United Nations Relief and Rehabilitation Agency, UNRBA, was destroyed. Charles Bohlen, B-O-H-L-E-N, says General Hugh B. Hester, the United States Armed Forces. He says of Charles Bohlen, a longtime top foreign service officer, one of Truman's chief advisors and Russian language translators, left the service when the U.S. Secretary of War, Henry Stimson, informed Mr. Truman at the Potsdam Conference, Germany, that the atomic weapon was successfully exploded July 16, wouldn't you know, 16, 1945, at Alamogordo, New Mexico. Truman danced a jig and said, "Now I have old Joe Stalin where the hair is short, and I will blow him to hell when I want to." Isn't that lovely? He was supposed to be his ally. The shortly thereafter result was the explosion of the atomic bombs over Hiroshima and Nagasaki, murdering what General Hugh B. Hester says was a 500,000, though falsely reported by U.S. newspapers as slightly over 100,000. The mass murder of civilian population in Hiroshima took place on August 6, and Nagasaki August 9, 1945, though the nuclear devices could have been used for Hitler's Germany, they never were. The difference is, Japan were people of color. Gar Alperovitz, that's spelled A-L-P-E-R-O-V-I-T-Z, in his important and informative book, Atomic Diplomacy, Hiroshima and Potsdam, Simon and Schuster, said the United States imperialists waited to see whether the atomic devices were a success, and when the report was favorable, immediately forced England to the conference. The author quotes most of the military leaders as opposing the dropping of the bombs, stating it was war, it was a war and political propaganda stunt. No way a military necessity, as Japan was already negotiating its surrender. In view of the fact that Truman knew the Japanese were already trying to surrender, it is obvious that all intelligent and open-minded people would see that this confirms the falsity of the Truman claim that dropping of bombs saved a million lives. It showed how little importance lives were to U.S. imperialists back in 1945. Thus gives you some commentary of a general, one of the few, that has turned to conscience in his retiring days, General Hugh B. Hester. We'll give you more news as the day goes on, but I would study that to see the incongruities, the lies, the deviousness of U.S. imperialism, even back there in the 40s, how quick they were to sell their allies that saved them from their capitalist archenemy, Hitler's Germany, who was more successful at skullduggery than USA. So they had to call on the Soviet people and their great, brave support to their Soviet communist principles as embodied in Joseph Stalin to get them out of the quagmire that they were in. Typical of capitalists, no loyalties whatsoever. They say there's no loyalties amongst thieves. Well, there's absolutely no loyalty amongst capitalist rogues. Thank you very much. Good production, please. Please watch all waste. We must, or it'll cause direct effect on the meat that we eat. We had a wonderful meal on Sunday. The rice mixed with chicken. In fact, as some said, Stephen was one. Prefer having the chicken mixed up like that regularly throughout the week in such delicious, tasty meals than have it as one meal weekly. It has a point to consider. We have beautiful meals. We appreciate the kitchen keeping up that creativity. Keep it up, because creativity and taste, I like to reward my people. My God, if you knew the cost. Tens of thousands of dollars that were put into television, films, just to give you entertainment, would go into the million in terms of medical care. I hope that you will watch all breakage, waste of tools, be responsible to see, all of you, that there's not litter, destruction of people's property. If you don't, you're actually a murderer, because you're killing some soul's opportunity to get to this land of promise, that the only place in the world that can live through a nuclear holocaust, the only place our people can get out from being under the pointless brunt of racist oppression that will finally lead to genocide and concentration camps, if not beforehand, to nuclear hell. Please don't be a murderer. Don't waste your time. Produce and be grateful. Give your gratitude now, because the blessings are ever flowing. You better count your blessings and see what you've got, because we don't get any more blessings till we count already what we have. Thank you so much, and I love you very, very dearly. I love you more than you can possibly know.
Okay.
Ready, you say?
Yeah, ready.
Attention. Attention. News of the afternoon, or should I say the evening. Most serious news of the evening. Earthquake. Very serious damage. Very heavy earthquake has struck Japan. Destroyed many lives, It's impossible to calculate at this time. Has severed all railway transportation communications between Tokyo and the coastal areas in which the... Stand by. Where the major quake took place. Already 200 are dead, known dead. The entire city has collapsed. Earthquake-prone California and Japan usually have suffered simultaneous seismological disturbances. It is not unfrequent or infrequent for several quakes to follow in succession. Japan had a minor quake last week, and now this is a very serious quake. 200 lives lost. Most of the lives were lost due to the fact of the falling mortar building materials of the homes. People were buried alive. Martial law has been discussed by Marcos of the Philippines as to whether it'll be continued for the next months or whether he will return to civilian rule. An interesting discussion. He has released his opponents now that there is Soviet technological assistance, nuclear reactors, so forth. Perhaps his wife, Ismelda Marcos, is having some effect on his overall policy. One cannot say. One can only speculate. The fact that he released 30 people charged with a conspiracy to murder him is a breakthrough for liberation in the Philippine Islands. As you know, Esmeralda Marcos is the one that opened doors for negotiation to the Soviet Union. She declared her heroes had been Mao and Lenin. Zairean soldiers, it has been unnamed how many, but estimated in the hundreds, have been shot for looting in Kinshasa and other parts of Shava province where the brave Katanganese people were attempting to get their liberty. Carter still charging. The Cuba is responsible for the invasion. Zambia, feeling the economic pressures, has offered to be a negotiator for peace in the troubled region of Zaire. Castro stated that he knew of the planned invasion by the Katanganese a month earlier and said it was untimely and would be fraught with potential defeat. He said we, as our government of Cuba, could possibly did all we could to stop their planned revolution, because he was fearful that it was not timely. However, Carter still calls for reprimands, stating that his intelligence reveals that Castro was directly in on the planning and the actual action of the Katangan revolt in the Shaba region. USSR continues to state that the Soviet Union and Cuba is being singled out by Carter to divert the American people and the world from the crisis of capitalism that is becoming very severe. The USSR, in its periodical Pravda, which means the truth in English, stated that they did not mind being a scapegoat by Carter as long as it did not aggravate world peace, but that his measures had gone far beyond the bounds of sanity. Israel states that they will not agree to give up the West Bank territory and Gaza Strip until at least 5 years. They refuse to answer UN questions as to how the Palestinians will express their wishes. There will be no plebiscite, Israel announces. They hope to resume direct negotiations with Egypt, Israel said, at a later date. Egypt has become more demanding in Israel, and as U.S. capitalism and its imperialistic design needs Saudi Arabia and the reactionary Arab League to maintain its position in troubled Zaire, where U.S. cannot exist without the cobalt supply from that oppressed nation, Egypt has been given a freer hand to make demands upon Zionist Israel. U.S. capitalism does not mind sacrificing any of its faithful or loyal allies. It finally comes down to a term of dollars and cents. That's basically true when a nation's survival is at stake. Egypt has sent several military assistance, much different types of military assistance, into troubled Zaire, as well as troops to aid in the putting down of the liberation of Zaire. News just has it over the radio that as many as 2,000 Zairean soldiers have been shot for looting. Apparently, Carter's groomed crack forces of 15,000, made up of mercenaries and elitists, could not be trusted. USA is making advertisement for various people to do special engineering feats, aircraft pilots, and so forth, in the Near East and Africa and other parts of the world. As charges Harper Magazine, when they get there, they find that they have been tricked into actual mercenary, murderous actions against oppressed peoples. Some who have rejected their role and wanted to return have been murdered, according to Harper's, by the CIA. Our tax dollars being spent for such operations always causes us great pain. A U.S. bulk carrier, oil carrier, Yellowstone, has crashed into socialist Algerian freighter. Several lives have been lost, several reported missing. At least 8 Americans were lost. No Algerians have been reported missing or dead at this time. Al Fatah, the Palestine Liberation Organization, has launched an attack into Israel. Zionist Israel reports little success and no loss of life. The Al Fatah, PLO, declares that they were able to stop military aggression in Israel that had been planned on southern Lebanon. The Israelis were to have removed their troops from the region by the 13th, but the date is near upon us, and much to the consternation of United Nations forces, Commander Erskine, Israel refuses to turn over southern Lebanon to the United Nations, but to rather a fascist right-wing Lebanon Christian militia that is not in any way a legal or representative organization or government for the people of Lebanon. Northeastern islands of Japan is standing in the wake of an expected typhoon. Over 300 now are reported dead. It's the strongest earthquake to have struck Japan in over 15 years. Tidal waves are expected to be in the 2-meter range. Foreign ministers of the capitalist states of Europe are calling an emergency meeting in Copenhagen in reference to decision on assistance to troubled Zaire, but the spokesperson, the foreign minister of Denmark, where Copenhagen is the capital, said there was not sufficient votes to allocate military assistance to the dictatorial regime, the puppet leader Mobutu, who's on the strings of U.S. capitalism, killing his own people, estimated 2,000 that were shot in cold blood of his own soldiers today, without military tribunal. World bankers calling for means to stimulate sluggish capitalist economic growth immediately. France and Italy has shown some revival or slight improvement. The conditions in the mind of the World Bank establishment continues to be grave, and the likelihood of an economic depression leading to worldwide depression in the capitalist system is imminent. Trial in Switzerland for three West German activists of the Red Brigade, the Baader-Meinhof accused for attempted murder. Large number of police were put in the courtroom to such a degree that the defense attorney appointed by the state in Switzerland said, "I have to, in good conscience, refuse to defend my client on the grounds that I have no privacy to counsel with them." Son of Sam, notorious murderer, made popular by Bird, the notorious newsman from Australia that started the conspiratorial attack on us. I cannot think his name immediately. Owns New West and New York Magazine, New York Post. Rupert Murdoch, according to Newsweek, actually many of the murders that Son of Sam achieved were allowed to be because of the notoriety and sensational publicity headlines that Rupert Murdoch's New York Post gave to him. Today he was sentenced to 25 years to life. Deputy Prime Minister of Thailand is attempting to bring a return to parliamentary democracy as the socialists are gaining strength since the military coup, the bloody coup that USA CIA engineered in 1976. But fortunately, the socialist leaders and elements of Thailand were able to flee to the jungle. That should have meaning to us, because the jungle of Thailand is quite similar to ours. And in spite of USA Special Advisor's assistance, Green Beret, and the military crack force of the Thailand fascist regime, the socialists were never able to be apprehended and now have built up strong peasant support and are making demands for return to constitutional or parliamentary democracy or the beginning of a new revolution in Thailand. It has interesting significance to us. The Soviet Union has established a strong naval base in South Yemen, thus causing Iran and Saudi Arabia to be considerably apprehensive and demanding U.S. advanced weaponry, which USA has been reluctant to give because of the Judaistic and Muslim conflict. However, due to U.S. capitalism's crisis, as the Soviet Union says, it is likely that there will be stepped up giving of modern weapons to maintain Iran, that has been troubled with one rebellion after another, in spite of the fact that it could inflame another Near East confrontation between Israel and the Arabs. This is the primary news, the last momentary news coming over. A dreadful bit of information is that the plague of locusts that Radio Cuba said had been created by the CIA and its counterparts in Saudi Arabia to attack Ethiopia have gotten out of hand after causing a million deaths along with the drought. And it is expected that the locusts will spread from the Atlantic to the Himalayas. It is a major epidemic facing the world, that the attack of the locusts will spread from the Atlantic throughout Africa, throughout the Near East, into Asia, to the Himalayas. Thus ends the commentary of the news. Now please listen to last night's news, where I spoke so deeply from my heart to you, and think about it very, very strongly.